Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt das Idias, Perik Dalid, Mishnah Aleph. Now, you've learned enough Mishnayas to know that usually when there's a machloikis between the Beishamay and the Beis Hillel, the Beishamay are machmer and the Beis Hillel are more mekel. In the next two parakim, we're going to have the exceptions. Sagt der Heilige Mishnah, Elu Devarim, from here until actually Perik Hei Mishnah Hei, Mekulei Beishamay, here are from the leniencies of the Beis Shammai and Mechumrei Beis Hillel and the things that the Beis Hillel are strict about. Here's the first one. And you should remember this Mishnah from, as our tour of Shas continues, Masechtas Beya. Zok the Mishnah, and this is the very first Mishnah in Masechtas Beya, Beya Shenolda Beyamtiv, an egg that was laid on a Yamtiv that fell on Sunday. Beis Shammai Yamrim Teyachol, the Beis Shammai say, it could be eaten. The Basil say, no, you can't eat it. The egg is usher to eat on Yom Tov. What's the problem? Any egg that was laid today was finished inside the chicken yesterday. Now today's Sunday Yom Tov, yesterday was Shabbos. So this egg was prepared on Shabbos for Yom Tov. So it turns out that Shabbos is preparing for Yom Tov. And the Torah says, V'hoya b'yom ha-shishi. And the Pasuk goes on to say, that's when you should prepare for Shabbos. A weekday Friday prepares for Shabbos. So the weekday prepares for Shabbos. The weekday prepares for Yom Tov. Yom Tov is also sometimes referred to as Shabbos. But you can't have Yom Tov preparing for Shabbos, and you can't have Shabbos preparing for Yom Tov. Even though no one did any work with this egg, its nature, it's b'dei shemayim. Min ha-shemayim, the egg was finished in the chicken on Shabbos and it was laid the next day. But the Basil say, we still say that the Shabbos prepared for Yom Tov. There's a third sheet to the sheet of the Chachamim. We won't get into that now. But that's the first machlokes where it's different than the ordinary. The Beis Shammai are more mekel, and the Beis Hillel are machmer. Now we go to the next halach. We know that it's also for a person to have chametz or sa'ar in his reshos during Pesach. Sa'ar is a dough that fermented so strong, like yeast, that it causes other doughs to become chametz. The Torah says, "V'le'iroi lecha chametz, v'le'iroi lecha sa'ar b'chal givulcha." It also says, Shivas Yamim, for 7 days, Sa'ar le'yimatzei bebetechem. No Sa'ar should be found in your houses. That's the Isser of Bal Yiroya u Bal Yimatze. Besides, for the Isser of eating chametz, is the Isser of possessing chametz. Beis Shammai Yamim, the Beis Shammai says, Zok to Mishnah Vayter, Sa'ar, that the shear of yeast to be over Bal Yiroya Bal Yimatze, bekazayas. How big would the yeast have to be? Size of an aleph. Kazayas. V'chametz, and the shear to be over by Rabbi Yamatza on chametz, on regular chametz, b'chakei seves, as big as a date. A date is larger than an olive. Well, Basil, I mean the Basil say, no. Zeves b'kazayis, the minimum shear for both sa'ar and chametz to be over is a kazayis. So the Basil have a smaller shear. That means they're more machmer. Even if you have less, you're over. Now, when it comes to eating, the shear is valdia kazayis. The shayla is only in regard to having chametz in your possession. The Beis Shammai held being that the Torah divides it. The Torah states sa'ar and chametz is a raya. They have two different shiurim, and we don't learn one from the other. And the Basil say we do learn one from the other. So again, an egg that was laid on Yom Tov was finished the day before. That meant that Shabbos prepared for Yom Tov. The Beis Shammai say that's not a problem. The Basil say it is, and you can't eat it on Yom Tov. The Beis Shammai say that with sa'ar, with yeast, we're very strict. The shear to be over, the lav of having it in your house, is a kazayis. But for chametz, it's a bigger shear. It's a kesev, the size of a date. And the Beis Hillel say no. Both sa'ar and chametz, the shear is kazayis.